Hey there, how's it going? I'm doing all right, thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to check in with you and see how you were feeling about this time of year. I know it can be difficult. I mean, there's this expectation, right, that the holidays are fun and exciting, filled with great times with friends and family, all sorts of great activities, festivities. We should be in high spirits, right? And when we don't feel in high spirits, sometimes it makes it worse, right? Not only are we feeling a little off, but then we feel bad for feeling off. So I just wanted to check in with you. And let you know that it's okay to feel a little down around the holidays. You're certainly not alone. A lot of people do. Whether you actually celebrate them or not, whether you're in a crowd or by yourself, it's okay to feel how you're feeling. I feel a little down around the holidays too. I mean, I guess that's why they do call it, the holiday blues. Depending upon where you are in the world, the weather may not be aiding your feeling of festivity and happiness. If it's gloomy and cold, if the sun's not out except for a couple minutes a day, depending where you are, or even if the weather is sunny. And everything should be, quote unquote, perfect. It's okay to still feel down. I think we build up unreasonable expectations of not only the holiday season, but of ourselves in the holiday season. We think, if it can't be perfect, then why even bother? And that's just really unfair. It's unfair to ourselves, it's unfair to the people around us. It's okay to take a step back, regroup, take a couple deep breaths, and just remember that there's really nothing wrong. Even if we do think there are a million things wrong, and maybe there are really important things going on that are concerning. We got to take a step back. Think about where we are in relationship to the town we live in, the city, the province, the county, the state, the country, the continent, the hemisphere. The world, our solar system, further still, galaxy, intergalactic space, the observable universe. And the vastness that lies beyond. It's easy to become overwhelmed in our situations, in our lives. Many of us have good reason to. We have what seems like crippling obstacles in our way. But don't give your power over to them. Yes, you may have very serious things to contend with in your life, but don't ever give your power up. Only you can do that. No one can take it from you. You may be tired. Your work might be overwhelming and demanding. There may be people in your lives that are toxic. Draining, or the craziness that is the world and the news around us might not there's no might, definitely, takes a toll on your heart, on your mind. And that's why it's ever more important to really rally and take care of yourself and each other. Make sure you're trying as best as you can to take care of basics, right? For yourself first, and then for those around you. It's okay to take time for yourself. In a lot of cultures and countries, it's frowned upon. But if you're not functioning at least at 80% optimal functioning capacity, how are you going to help anyone else? Let alone, don't you owe it to yourself to shore up and take care of yourself? You're a person too, a human being on this planet, in this world, in this universe. You have every right as your fellow human to be happy, healthy, and whole. So it's okay to feel how you're feeling around the holidays. Just try not to let it get the best of you. Take off the blinders that we've been wearing since birth regarding what the holidays are supposed to be like and how we are supposed to be in the holidays, and see things for as they are. Whether it's a special holiday that you celebrate, whether you don't really subscribe to any particular holiday, but just enjoy the season, or whether you don't, none of the above is applicable to you. Whatever your situation is, just see it clearly as it is, and see yourself clearly in it, and cut yourself some slack. And chances are, you're being too hard on yourself. If you're gonna do any gift giving this year, give a gift to yourself, being just a little bit kinder, a little bit more patient, a little bit more loving to yourself. Do something nice for yourself. Watch a movie that makes you feel good. Put on an album while you hang out that inspires you, that takes you back to a good time. Have an experience that you haven't had that's going to enrich you and fulfill you. Call up an old friend you've been meaning to get back in contact with. Or just simply be. Meditate. Or just pleasantly daydream. While away your time. Give yourself permission to wonder, to ponder, to escape from the everyday and have a little bit of fun. I think that's the best way to beat the quote-unquote holiday blues. That was really nice checking in with you. I'll be thinking about you. And as always, I hope you take care.